Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, DJ smells so good, and DJ party time. It's wrecking the game entertainment, y'all. Roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape, and I'm Key, Mr. Rude and the Usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party, but come on, come on, bring your jacket and bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party, but come on, come on, bring your jacket and bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
Yeah, talking that, walking that, spinning hoes, cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. Yeah, she looking cute, but I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down to the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see if you that I pass. But if I'm faded, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up, and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof. Who cares? Another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
boss, go down.
New life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international call. It is the hottest show on the internet.
Interface complete.
And it smells like Teen Spirit. Can you smell that? Freaking Friday fun, people. Y'all already know what time it is. Boy, DJ Smells So Good. A.K.A. Captain Smells So Good. And we's riding out of Starship Smelling Prize out somewhere in the cosmos. Get this thing started, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups and what's up to all my peoples out there in Never Never's lands. And that is the world. And I mean the world.
Women just do anything to you, talk to you any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she just ask me the goddamn things she wanted to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie.
Cause my pain is coming off. I like it real hard, don't like it when it's soft. And I'm feeling freaky, so won't you come freak me? Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me, while she eat me. I forget top till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you tell it? Cause I don't wanna tell. My pussy say yes. Do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast. Just make sure it lasts. And I hate you when a nigga bitch coming off fast. Get that dick while it's hard. Put my hair, stink my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like I find your spot just in the air. If you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like I find your spot just in the air. Got me dancing up the wall, boy, don't you talk. Don't want you to stop. Got me reaching for my jaw. Reaching for the bad place. My arms tied with rope. The way you make me feel, boy, it ain't no hope. Got so much fear, I can feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean, it feels so right. Wanna know what you like, got you feeling real good. Cause you know my pussy tight, wanna do it all night. A freaking pussy life, fucking like a porn star. In the car, on the bar, just don't hit it too hard. In the house, with your spouse, I'll be quiet as a mom. Don't you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here? Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. For the bitch, got me calling every day, asking for another hit. You make my legs twitch when I'm riding the dick. Know you like it when I spit these explicit lyrics. I even spit on the dick before you come in here. Wanna see what my pussy tastes like? I want it done right, just pretend you a dyke and I pretend it's a mic. Get a little sweaty, start real slow. My pussy's so hot, you can fuck me in the snow. It's like Pinocchio, I like it when it grows. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like I find your spot just in the air. If you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like I find your spot just in the air. In the air.
sit up like some curly fries.
Gone.
Shorty stumbling.
Oh.
Can't walk straight. Get that girl up off a hill.
Bitch, you better hydrate.
She on the interstate. Swerving left and right.
Oh.
Ricky Bobby on the road. Talladega night. Soon as she saw them lights, she started acting right. There go your whole night. Speed limit 50. She doing 85. Should've listened to your friend when she said, let me drive. Now you're in a cell. Looking real mad. Somebody should've cut you off. This is what they should've had.
Give me another cup.
Like it.
Woo!
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. A few shows, give me a favor. Now my name buzzing all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half-step, except check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable. Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant,
uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments,
investment.
My Whitman, this my story,
uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows,
even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on, relax, even under
pressure,
I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician, see the competition,
yep.
Kapoof. Disappear, Ashwood is the truth, the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Hey,
yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered.
Pimpin' Productions.
Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag.
yeah, he get it. He built houses, he stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses, he stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. Yeah, daddy, I peep you. I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you the real man. Off top, by the way, you shook my hand. Nothing like some freak dudes that can be so rude. I think you's a gentleman. We can make the best friends. If you got me in the front, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team. I'm talking you and me. There ain't no I and we. No telling what we can be. You can run your real estate, and I lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, can it go if you spit it? Yeah, I respect your grind. I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. See, that's way slipping. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and blue. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and blue. Shoulders. I like the way he works. He used to be a freak king, but now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rang bells, be like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are Arnie, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, better use a cane. Yeah, you the false man. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and blue. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and blue. He a house hustler, or what street guy? Cause pretty soon, police gonna rip that bag out. What a fool supposed to do? You wanna shine brand new? They even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone. But I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, I living with your homeboy. You don't always spend no time. All you want is going grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and grill. Got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag.
If you ain't smoking, I don't know what you're doing, man. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? This is freaking Friday fun. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Briggs coming to you live and direct from Concha, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment. As always, DJ M keeps me in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Briggs. You heard me, baby.
Yeah, that's DJ Fix holding it down real quick and let everybody know, you know what I'm saying?
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock trade for regardless. That's my life. Trade for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
yeah, terrible, bitch. What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Look cocaine is a motherfucking job. I'm still in chucks, and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall and always mean like them rookies. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean, cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams. Stab you in the back and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets, to the blocks, and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the duffels I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got me.
Down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Down.
Cause it's going down.
Down.
Over the license plate.
Mario Day. Big up Heavenly Angel, Mother Knows, Cyanide up in this mofo flipper, man. This is freaking Friday fun. You already know how we're doing it up in here. Got hit after hit, indie music and all that good ish. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up 347-237-5125, man. Bring you this thing from around the world. And I mean the world. Another news coming up at the about the half of the hour. You know what I'm saying? I thought I'm on minutes. We got another news of the day. Right after this song, man, we'll bring y'all some fun facts. Not really fun, but they are facts. You know what I'm saying? So you can go out there and have a good weekend and understand why the fuck you really celebrating this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Right. All right, check this out, people. Get y'all a little something. This is the official Memorial Day weekend and everything. You know what I'm saying? Memorial Day jump off. And you know, I'm an ex-military, you know, ex-arm and all that good, whatever the fuck. You know, need to know why we celebrate, because there's nothing happy about no fucking Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing happy about bitches losing their goddamn life in the name of this fuck-ass country. But that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Memorial Day is a United States federal holiday observed on the last Monday of May 31st in 2010, formerly known as Decoration Day. It commemorates U.S. men and women who died while in the military service. First enacted to honor Union soldiers of the American Civil War, it is celebrated near the day of reunification after the Civil War, and it was expanded after World War I. Following the end of non-Civil War, communities set aside a day to mark the end of the war or as a memorial to those who had died. Some of the places creating an early Memorial Day, including Sharpsburg, Maryland, located near Antietam Battlefield, Charleston, South Carolina, Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, Petersburg, Virginia, Carbondale, Illinois, and Columbus, Mississippi. Many communities in Vermont and some two dozen other cities and towns. These observances around Decoration Day, honoring the Confederate dead and the several Confederate Memorial Days. According to Professor Somebody of the Yale University History Department, the first Memorial Day was observed by formerly enslaved black people at the Washington Race Course, today the location of Hampton Park in Charleston, South Carolina. The race course had been used as a temporary Confederate prison camp for captured Union soldiers in 1865, as well as a mass grave for Union soldiers who died there. Immediately after the cessation of hostilities, formerly enslaved people exhumed the bodies from the mass grave and re-entered them properly with individual graves. They built a fence around the graveyard with an entry arc and declared it a Union graveyard. The work was completed in only 10 days. On May 1st, 1865, the Charleston newspaper reported that a crowd of up to 10,000, mainly black residents, including 2,800 children, proceeded to the location for included sermons, signing, and a picnic on the grounds, thereby creating the first Decoration Day. The first observance was in Waterloo, New York, on May 5, 1866, and each year thereafter. The friendship between General John Murray, a distinguished citizen of Waterloo, and General John A. Logan, who helped bring attention to the event nationwide, was likely a factor in the holiday's growth. On May 5, 1868, in a capacity as Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans organization, Logan issued a proclamation that Decoration Day be observed nationwide. It was observed for the first time on May 3rd of the same year. The date was chosen because it was not the anniversary of a battle, and the tombs of fallen Union soldiers were decorated in remembrance. Yeah, bet you didn't know that shit, huh? Yeah. Yeah, Mother Knows just pops in, shows some show love, you know what I'm saying, and keeps it moving. You know, appreciate that. And that's how we do it right here. And big ups to Florida USO, UFO, Mr. Jamie, up in there doing it real big. And, yeah, that's what's going on now, man. So this is what I've read, really, I ain't read nothing happy about none of that shit. Tell me what a happy fucking Memorial Day comes in at. You know what I'm saying? People don't walk around and say, hey, Memorial Day. No, they say happy Memorial Day. But what the fuck is happy about it? You know what I'm saying? And really, you should be kind of pissed off because most motherfuckers don't go to the graveyard and visit nobody. You know what I'm saying? Don't visit no past fallen loved ones or anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what the day is really supposed to be for. It's a day set aside for remembrance. It's not a day to go out to the club, you know what I'm saying, and party and celebrate your day off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like majority of motherfuckers do. And definitely as far as black people, I ain't never heard of Decoration Day. You know what I'm saying? They always do that bullshit as Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? I would rather say Happy Decoration Day. You know what I'm saying? Or Declaration Day. Or anything along that line than sitting up there talking about, you know what I'm saying, having Memorial Day. Because, I mean, when you start thinking about the people that you lost, you know what I'm saying, they don't bring no happy thoughts. I ain't never been happy on no motherfucking Memorial Day. Even when I was making money. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. This is another little fact, small fact. Many of the states of the U.S. South refuse to celebrate Decoration Day due to lingering hostility towards the Union Army, and also because they were relatively few veterans of the Union Army who were buried in the South. A notable exception was Columbus, Mississippi, which on April 25, 1866, at its Decoration Day, commemorated both the Union and Confederate casualties buried in its cemetery. The alternative name of Memorial Day was first used in 1882. It did not become more common until after World War II and was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. On June 28, 1968, United States Congress passed the Uniform Holidays Bill, which moved three holidays from their traditional dates to a specified Monday in order to create a convenient three-day weekend. The holidays included Washington's birthday, now celebrated as President's Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. The change moved Memorial Day from its traditional May 30 date to the last Monday in May. The law took effect at the federal level in 1971. After some initial confusion and unwillingness to comply, all 50 states adopted the measure within a few years. In 1978, Veterans Day was changed back to its original date on November 11th. Most corporate businesses no longer close on Veterans Day, Columbus Day, or President's Day, with the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and or New Year's Eve often substituted as more convenient holidays for their employees. Memorial Day endures as a holiday which most businesses observe because it marks the beginning of the summer vacation season. This role is filled in neighboring Canada by Victoria Day, which occurs either on May 24th or the last Monday before that date, placing it exactly 1 week before Memorial Day. And most people observe this holiday by visiting cemeteries and memorials. A national moment of remembrance or a moment of silence takes place at 3 p.m. local time. And another tradition of the United States is to fly the flag of the United States at half staff from dawn until noon local time, which you will see that throughout the United States. Volunteers often place American flags on each gravesite at national cemeteries, and members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars take donations for poppies in the days leading up to Memorial Day. The poppy's significance to Memorial Day is a result of the John McCrae poem in Flanders Fields, gatherings and sporting events. One of the longest standing traditions is the running of the Indianapolis 500, an auto race which has been held in conjunction with Memorial Day since 1911. And I bet you nobody knew that fucking shit. I'll put $10,000, ain't nobody knew that. Everybody just thought the Indianapolis 500 was fucking race day and, whoa, that was time to watch the races. No. It's an auto race which has been held in conjunction with Memorial Day since 1911. The Coca-Cola 600 has been held later the same day since 1961. And people, I guarantee, did not know this. The National Memorial Day concert takes place on the West Lawn of the United States Capitol, which is in D.C., people, District of Columbia. Yeah. Why are we celebrating that? I don't know. The concert is broadcast on PBS and NPR. Music is performed, and respect is paid to the men and women who gave their lives for their country. Some Americans view Memorial Day as the unofficial beginning of the summer and Labor Day as the unofficial end of the season. And Memorial Day formally was observed on May 30th. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War, the SUVCW, advocate returning to this fixed date, although the significance of the date is tenuous. The VFW stated in a 2002 memorial address that since 1987, Hawaii's senator, changing the date merely to create three-day weekends has undermined the very meaning of the day. No doubt this has contributed a lot to the general public's nonchalant observance of Memorial Day. Exactly. Because all they feel is that it's a fucking three-day fucking holiday. You know what I'm saying? They don't give significance to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, people are actually supposed to be taking a moment of silence out. You know what I'm saying? And this is not to get the fuck, get super fucked up and shit-faced it for Wednesday. Through Friday through Sunday, because you know you ain't got to wake up Monday morning and actually go to work for some jobs. You know what I'm saying? Monday morning, and everybody in the sound of my voice, if it'd be a cool thing, you know what I'm saying, for you to see if any of the veterans happen to be standing out on the side of the road selling the flags, man, buy a fucking flag, you know what I'm saying? Or if you got people that's laid up in the goddamn VA hospital, you know what I'm saying, go and visit, you know what I'm saying? Or just go and visit somebody, period. You know, hand out some fucking flags to them, you know, and say thank you for your service, because without you, I wouldn't motherfucking be here, you know what I'm saying? And that's for all the veterans of the world, period. So, I give my little quick shout out to all the veterans. That's real. And also, you got a Memorial Day challenge. This is provided by Miss Heavenly Angel for the Paralyzed Veterans of America, which, you know, I support them too, you know what I'm saying? Because they be out in the street, a lot of them be out in the streets and really, you know, trying to get their donations up and stuff like that. So the Paralyzed Veterans of America works tirelessly on behalf of veterans with spinal cord injury and dysfunction. More than 60 years, the organization has strived to ensure that every paralyzed vet receives the essential care and services needed to rebuild his or her life. And everything they do is made possible by the generous donations of Americans like you. So today, thanks to a matching grant from one of our generous corporation sponsors, your contribution to the Paralyzed Veterans of America will be matched dollar for dollar. Sounds like an Obama campaign. That means your $25 donation is worth $50, and your $50 is worth $100. But because this donation challenge is being offered in honor of Memorial Day, to take advantage of it, you must act now. So donations will be doubled only until Monday, May 31st, 2010. And please help, you know what I'm saying, achieve the goal you know, of helping as many of our brave veterans as possible by giving as generally as possible. So you can go to www.supportvets.org and click on the click here to donate button. And it's got denominations of 25, 50, 75, and 100. Or you can enter up to a minimum of $5. Yeah, so go check them out. It's also sponsored by www.pva.org, Paralyzed Veterans of America. Give me a little info on that. And, you know, a lot of people, Yeah, that would be wondering why the government don't take care of our vets. You know what I'm saying? You wonder why when motherfuckers come home, it takes veterans, you know, 15, 20 years. Like my uncle just he's been out since World War II. He just getting his fucking Agent Orange benefits and shit. But he's been living with this goddamn shit since then. You know what I'm saying? And that's the tragedy, man. It's a fucking travesty that we don't take care of. We honor our dead before we honor our fucking living. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the living ones that are here, you know what I'm saying, to get the short end of the stick and really get their ass kissed. You know what I'm saying? Veterans Day comes around. You can go into any damn establishment and motherfuckers don't give shit to the veterans. You know what I'm saying? They don't get no discounts. You can go into food establishments. Bitches don't eat free. You know what I'm saying? But then you got these other little fag-ass holidays like President's Day, and they'll some places to give you a fucking free meal and all that old bullshit, you know what I'm saying, for an insignificant role. Yeah, I said it. The president is an insignificant fucking role. You know what I'm saying? I just read you the whole goddamn United States Constitution yesterday. Did it put president at the fucking head? Hell no. President is in the middle. You know what I'm saying? He's the third chapter in a four-chapter book. Supreme Court is at the end, goddammit. So, yeah, so this is in memory of, you can go to www.usmemorialday.org to get all kind of different facts. You know what I'm saying? You can send out some e-cards to different people, man. You know what I'm saying? They even got a prayer on here, which is temporarily unavailable. Ain't that a son of a bitch? Due to maintenance downtime. Okay. Well, the site is temporarily down. I don't know why you have to have a how to observe. But they do have a way for you to observe. You can observe by visiting cemeteries and placing flags of flowers on the graves of fallen soldiers. You can go visit memorials. You can buy a flag and at half staff until noon. Also by flying the POW/MIA, which is Prisoners of War Missing in Action flag. As well, you know what I'm saying? Or you can participate in a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. to pause and think upon the true meaning of the day and for taps to be played, which is what I just played. And also by renewing a pledge to aid the widows, the widowers, and orphans of our fallen dead, and to aid the disabled veterans, which is key, man. That's very fucking key. Just because the head is gone, you know what I'm saying, the body is still surviving, you know what I'm saying, and that is your backbone, your widows, your orphans, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, and this is also a little mental note, says please consider adding your voice in support of the efforts to restore the traditional day of observance, Memorial Day, back to May 30th instead of the last Monday in May. This would help greatly to return the solemn meaning back to the day and to help return minds and hearts to think upon the ultimate sacrifices made by those in service to our country. Just one day out of the year to honor our loved ones, our ancestors, our friends who died in conflicts and wars. Not to honor war, but those that died in those conflicts and wars. And sums up all the emails very elegantly. And there's truth of the original spirit. Alright. That's cool. It's got a lot of commentary on there, so you know, you guys will want to take a little step out and you know, check them out. What is this? Let's see what the hell 7-Eleven got going on. 7-Eleven and AT&T have teamed up with the White House Commission on the National Moment of Remembrance to remind Americans about the true meaning of Memorial Day. The campaign, Calling America's Heroes, urges Americans to reach out and express their deepest gratitude to the family members of fallen heroes for their ultimate sacrifice, and also to thank veterans and active military personnel for their service to our country. On Memorial Day, Monday, May 28, 2001, beginning at 7 a.m., up to 5,600 participating 7-Eleven stores across the country will distribute free AT&T phone cards, each with up to 15 minutes of domestic calling, valued at a retail of about $22 million. The prepaid cards will be provided to the first 100 veterans, active military personnel, and or immediate family members a military service personnel request them, which today that doesn't mean a motherfucking thing. Bitch, everybody and mama got cell phones. But, of course, this was back in 2001 when the cell phone boom wasn't active yet. Yeah. But kudos to 7-Eleven and AT&T for at least trying to do some kind of active part, you know what I'm saying, and helping and remembering the fallen veterans. So I'll also be dropping Monday. I'll be bringing out the big boys, man, and we will be taking a moment of silence out, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, remember our fallen soldiers. So if you're missing a lot of information, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio and participate on the bridge, man, a.k.a. the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got a lot of info coming from all over the world, you know, out of states such as Washington, you know what I'm saying, good old Florida, and, of course, the Netherlands, which is all overseas, all my overseas homeboys, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. So, you know, just remember that. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a weekend of fun. It's like this is Freaky Friday fun. But also just take some time out, man, that, you know, even when you see soldiers in the street, you know what I'm saying, just in uniform, you know, I don't know what it is for people not to walk up to them and say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Give them that bit of gratitude. Because your punk ass is damn sure ain't going to raise your hand and, you know what I'm saying, go and give your life for your country. And that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? And when you raise that hand, when I raise my hand and say yes, I would, you know what I'm saying, I swear to uphold all everything for this country, you know what I'm saying, and I give my motherfucking left testicle for this son of a bitch, you know what I'm saying, I meant that. And even though them crooked motherfuckers turned their back on me, you know what I'm saying, but it's all good, you know.
See if you bastards can do 90.
You know what I'm saying? It come right back at you, man. Sports smells so good, a.k.a. Captain Smells So Good. And we live freaking Friday fun, man. That's real. Memorial Day. Happy Decorations Day. Yay.
I got these rappers taking pictures of the neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy. Okay, it's You in tune to the sounds of the Puppet Master, you dig? What it look like? Holla for boy. Yeah.
It's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in
time for the nerdy news. Time for the nerdy news today. Ooh. Time for the news. It's time for the nerdy news, goddammit. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Freaking Friday fun up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Wow.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Okay, give y'all some rules, man. We give out two different awards here, you know what I'm saying? One award is given if you do something stupid, and you will hear this.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And we have a separate award for pedophiles or anybody that does something like, I mean, like real disgusting or you know what I'm saying, like real bad, you know what I'm saying? If you get a second award.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Now, there's 2 degrees to that second award. You can either get that one.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And then let's get it started. All right, y'all. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, craving off the motherfucking wall news, man. We bring this shit to you live, you know what I'm saying, straight out of 813, but this is news from around the world, and I mean the world. Because we over here in Kansas starting this thing off. Excuse me if you hear this ragged-ass phone, you know what I'm saying, staticky and shit, you know, 2010, but we still on these goddamn undigital telephones and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Obama's his cousin, is to run for Congress as a Republican. This is in Kansas. Two independent sources say they've heard the GOP primary for the Kansas 03 House seat may draw a new contender. Dr. Milton Wolf. Wolf, a physician, is a favorite of some Tea Partiers. He's related to Barack Obama, is deeply opposed to the health care reform law, and has been part of an effort to recall Representative Dennis Moore, who apparently means something because he is in the headlines. But not to me. So that's why we keep it moving. All right, Washington, D.C., and Obama, too busy playing golf, fundraising, to return calls. What else the fucking president is supposed to do? Work? Stupid ass motherfuckers. The fucking thing people fight so hard to become president for, so they can fucking save the world, save the country? Hell nah, man. It's the biggest fucking sham job out of every goddamn job in the fucking private sector. You know what I'm saying? You really want to work, become a goddamn senator. That's where you're going to really make an impact. That's where you're going to really have to put your goddamn balls to the wall and really have to show your fucking fortitude. Not the goddamn president, people. That sucks air. But anyways, Representative Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, who represents the district in which the BP explosion occurred, said he tried reaching the president last Thursday to discuss possible solutions. He was called back by a staffer on Friday, who said the president was too busy to talk to him. He understood that until I turned on the TV and saw that he was golfing and went out to California to do a fundraiser. He said 6 days now, and he's never spoken to him. Damn, 6 days, and he's never even spoken to him. All right, people, like I say, I mean, if I become president, bitch, I'm not becoming president to save the world. I am becoming president so I can get my chill on, get my dick sucked, possibly take me a couple of, you know, hiatuses here and there. Duh. Now, listen, when you ever seen a fucking president read any motherfucking article he done signed, Anytime you see these little crazy motherfuckers put something in front of the president's face, he just signs the shit right or wrong. He don't know what to be. He's just a fucking patsy, man. You know what I'm saying? Let him be his goddamn patsy. Be his fucking puppet on the string. Let him goddamn live out his fucking whatever the fuck he wants to do. And wait your goddamn turn and get in line and run for president. You know what I'm saying? Stop being a fucking... And get your ass in line. All right. Washington, D.C., we're still here. This District of Columbia. We're in Washington, the District of Columbia. That don't even fucking sound right. You know what I'm saying? Tell Big Oil, you break it, you buy it. But how can you tell that to the fucking environment, you assholes? It's time we brought corporate liability law in line with scope of this catastrophe. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, Horizon has already leaked between 17 and 39 million gallons. It has officially eclipsed the Exxon Valdez. This spill will impact the Gulf region. And see, they're not saying nothing about the fucking Ixtox 1. Fuck the damn Valdez. The Exxon Valdez was a ship that spilled the fuck over. It was not an oil well explosion. It had no kind of impact that this goddamn shit that y'all fucking doing. Normally, there's no kind of fucking comparison at all. The Ixtox 1 that happened in 1979, June 3rd, is the only shit that you can fucking compare this to, and the only reason that this shit already fucking happened. But they don't want to put that in the headline, because then, oh, wait a minute, hey guys, this already happens. Why you guys just don't fill the fucking hole back with mud, throw some goddamn hay over the water, and clean the fucking oil up? This spill will impact the Gulf region and the nation for decades to come. There's no question that BP is to blame. British Petroleum people, Great Britain, is to blame for America's downfall, for the poisoning of America's water. You tell me how a motherfucker who has no stake in what the hell is going on over here has a whole lot of stake in how our fucking water supply is being taken care of. Yeah. There's also no question that when it comes to oil rig safety, we've lived in blissful ignorance long enough. Oil rigs can no longer be presumed safe and sound, either structurally or environmentally. They're not. And the simple fact of half of the United States can drill oil out of their backyard and don't even have to be in the goddamn the Gulf period leads to the question, why in the fuck are you out in the Gulf in goddamn water drilling for fucking oil when they showed on the map, you know what I'm saying, over like, I don't know how many, over half the fucking states can go in their backyard, set up a oil pump in their backyard and pump their own fucking oil out of their backyards. There are a majority of the states that can do this and could have been providing for oil so we wouldn't have to depend on those so-called foreign oil and all this bullshit. Man, y'all blow smoke up somebody else's ass. My ass is closed. All right. Assholes. Let's go over here to New Zealand, man. Where man shot girlfriend while posing for a picture. Yeah. A man who accidentally shot dead his girlfriend with a sawed-off shotgun last year has been jailed for 3 years and 4 months. Justin Paul Goldstone, 21, was sentenced in the high court at Auckland today by Justice Forrest Miller. Goldstone admitted the manslaughter of his partner of 6 months, Samantha Joan Henderson, 20, when he appeared in North Shore District Court in February. You only get 3 years for killing a motherfucker. That is so sick, man. The way that these laws are concocted, and understand what a concoction is, that's when you just mix a whole bunch of bullshit in that really you don't know what the fucking the outcome will be. So you concoct, like motherfuckers concoct a story, you know what I'm saying? And they just come up with a bunch of lies and shit in order to make the story sound good and relevant to the situation. Yeah, well that's what the fuck that is. That's a fucking concoction going on with our whole judicial system, you know what I'm saying? How the hell you send my brother off for 3 life sentences for so-called robbing 6 people, you know what I'm saying, with no gun involved and no evidence. But then this motherfucker, you got full evidence, and everything else, and he took the life of a person, which this young woman will never be able to return. And you gave this bitch 3 years. Y'all motherfuckers suck ass. Let's go on over here to Utah. Throw on some motherfucking music real quick. And remember, people, this show is uncut, uncensored. Yeah, just to let you know. Okay. Here's a fucking puppy. All right, let's go ahead to Utah. Gary Coleman is in critical condition. Yeah. A little different strokes, midget. Actor Gary Coleman is in critical condition in Provo, Utah Hospital. A hospital spokesman said Janet Frank, the spokesman for Utah Valley Regional Medical Center, confirmed that Coleman, 42, was being treated there after being admitted. Frank would not release any other information. Okay. On doomed rig, and this is in the Gulf of Mexico. Nobody in charge. More controversy. Captain Kurt Kusta, the vessel's commander, huddled on the bridge with about 10 other managers and crew members. Andrea Flatus, a 23-year-old worker who helped operate the rig's sophisticated navigation machinery, suddenly noticed no one had issued a distress signal to the outside world. Mrs. Fiatas grabbed the radio and began calling over a signal monitored by the Coast Guard and other vessels. Mayday, mayday, this is Deepwater Horizon. We have an uncontrollable fire. I'll buy that for a fucking dollar. You bitches motherfucking blew that goddamn shit up. Stood the fuck by while the shit did. And then when it got to a point where you knew the shit couldn't be saved, then that's when you called in the goddamn motherfucking cavalry and shit. Oh, we need help. We've set a fire big enough that we can't contain. Yeah. Fags, man. Fucking fags. I guess I shouldn't say fag too loud. You know what I'm saying? Queen of Tees might come back on and shit. Shout out to Queen of Tees, man. Hung out on the show and wasn't an asshole. Actually, it was very into the show. And act like they enjoyed the show. Alright. Hold on, people. Okay. That's my doctor just brought my medicine in. And have to take a medication break. I have to medicate myself. Oh, shit. I don't have a fucking lighter. What kind of shit is that? How do you medicate yourself without a lighter? How do you bring us? God damn it. Alright, hold on, people. We're coming right back. Hold on. Let's grab the goddamn lighter. The fuck? Going on a recon, people. 1 second. Still in Washington, D.C., people. Still in Washington, D.C. short man syndrome. It's probably what he is suffering from. He's suffering. Gary Coleman is suffering from midget madness. Midgets, be prepared. You might be suffering the same effects. Midget madness comes from being too short at the arms, too short at the waist, too short at your legs, or too short in the middle area, if you know what I mean. So, if you're suffering from midget madness, please go to Utah and admit yourself. Lay next to Gary Coleman. He'll make you feel tall. Oh, my bad. All right, people, that's my little commercial. You know what I'm saying? Throw that in there for you. You know. All right, check this out. Obama on Arizona. Presidents don't do boycotts. Right. Barack Obama says the decision to boycott Arizona over its tough new law cracking down on immigration is for private citizens to decide, not the President of the United States. Speaking at a White House news conference, Obama said he doesn't approve or oppose the boycotts that some cities and groups have called for in response to the Arizona law, which makes it a crime under state law to be in the country illegally. Okay, and like I say, this is what me and the detective, you know what I'm saying, we talked about, you know, off record, and he brought me into a new light, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have to read the law for yourself. I mean, you have to actually read the law and break down the law and its meaning. So, let's see what the law states. Let's see, Arizona. See what the new law is. Okay. Arizona's new anti-deficiency law. Is that what it is? No. Arizona law. Where's the law at? Support our law enforcement neighborhood. Okay, here we go. Arizona's immigration law. Stop and verify. What? Arizona's immigration law, or birther law, Arizona state's new immigration enforcement is designed to mirror federal immigration laws. Federal law already requires aliens to register and carry their documents with them. The new Arizona law simply does the same thing. Because illegal immigrants are, by definition, in violation of federal immigration laws, they can now be arrested. A Rasmussen poll in Arizona found 70% support the new law, just 23% oppose it. Arizona's governor just signed an executive order requiring police to receive additional training on this issue. Nonetheless, Arizona and the nation should carefully monitor this new law to ensure civil rights are respected. Let's see here. Birther law passes in Arizona. New birth certificate law forces presidential candidates to produce their long-form vault birth certificate that shows the birth doctor and the hospital of birth in order to get on the presidential Arizona state ballot. Shit. I look at my birth certificate and there ain't no fucking birth doctor on that motherfucker. The hell kind of shit is that? The hell is y'all smoking on? All right, anyways. That's for the presidential shit. I don't need it. What the fuck is a long form vault birth? And this is all when they're going into the fact of talking about Obama's birth certificate. Who the fuck cares? You gave a goddamn Nazi the goddamn, you made a fucking Nazi a governor. Come on, people. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a fucking Nazi. The fuck you mean? Look at his old goddamn, his old pictures and shit when he was bodybuilding with the fucking swastikas and all that other shit behind him. He was a goddamn Nazi. He was a goddamn Hitler's strong boy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Come the fuck on. Y'all give him the make him the governor of Nutty Nutty Land and shit. Come the fuck on, man. And I'm supposed to give a fuck about Obama? Shit. Suck assholes. You know what I'm saying?
If you bastards can do 90.
This is real, man. Can you do 90, you mother? Because you... All right. I get too pissed off talking about that dumb shit. Let's keep it moving before we get angry. In Canada, yeah, family is asked to pay for car damage when a car insurer has asked a Canadian family to pay for repairing a broken bumper after their dog was struck by the vehicle and died. Damn. The traffic accident occurred in March while Jake, a 12-year-old
yellow Labrador was out for his daily stroll around a quiet neighborhood in Aurora, Ontario, north of Toronto. Kim Fleming had let the dog out when she arrived home from work. Moments later, a man knocked on the door to say a car had run over Jake. Now, that's some fucked up shit. The people who ran the motherfucker over, they want you to pay for the goddamn bills. But they hit the dog. That's sad, people. That's actually just a fucking travesty. You know what I'm saying? Really, it is. It's a real fucking travesty. I done lost dogs, man. I lost too many dogs. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't handle fucking pet dogs. Bitches die too easily on me and shit. Like, I want to come with you. Bam! His ass get hit by a car and shit. Like, oh, this motherfucker. All right. Still off in Washington, D.C., which that should worry you people. We're spending too much time in our own non-capital. Right. This year's guest, yeah, 14 hurricanes. That's what your meteorologists have predicted. Oops, I mean guess. Oops, I mean forecasted. Oops. The fuck out of hell. The Atlantic storm season could produce as many as 14 hurricanes this year. United States government, top climate agency predicted, setting the scene for potentially the most intense season since 2005 in its first forecast for the storm season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, forecast 14 to 23 named storms, with 8 to 14 developing into hurricanes, making it one of the most active ever. And how can they predict this, you would ask yourself? Probably by looking up in the fucking atmosphere and looking like, hey, something's not right up there. Yeah, right. All right. And we're in the USA, where census workers can enter your apartment. Right. What many Americans don't realize is that census workers are empowered under federal law to actually demand access to any apartment or any other type of home or room that is rented out in order to count persons in the abode and for the collection of statistics. If the landlord of such apartment or other lease premises refuse to grant the government worker access to your living quarters, whether you are present or not, the landlord can be fined $500. I'm going to tell you, people, you're going to start seeing a lot of people getting killed over the census shit. Okay? Anytime you talk about invading somebody's motherfucking privacy in the hopes of fucking talking about counting, bitch, if there's nobody home, what the fuck are you doing in the house? It's point blank and period. You or the landlord shouldn't have your punk ass in the motherfucking house. Point blank and period. You know? All right. Yeah, y'all want to join in some sideline conversation, go to UFO Noobs, that's N-O-O-B-S, UFONoobs.ning.com, and you have to sign up via TalkBox, T-O-K-B-O-X, and in order to participate on the website and get your woo on. Yeah. All right. We're in Greece, where frogs are causing traffic jams. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me, Yeah. Well, and let me, and one thing in reference to the, to the census workers, because you probably gonna hear me reading something about it every single day. Okay, the police shot the chick who refused to let the other motherfucker come into the house. You know what I'm saying? They killed that bitch. The other census worker came to the door with a fucking dog and shit, you know what I'm saying, and bit the fucking owner, you know what I'm saying, and now you got this shit here. I'm going to tell you people, hey, this is what confuses me. You got Google Worldview. You got technology that you can sit up here and look at what the fuck I'm doing in my backyard. But you motherfuckers got to send people out door to door and talk about counting how many motherfucking people is actually here. You should be able to do a census by how many people shop at the grocery store, how many motherfuckers shop at Walmart, collect all the data from 7-Elevens and all this other kind of shit when people actually use their credit cards at these different places. You know what I'm saying? That you can keep a track easily of, you know what I'm saying, or get a good rough estimate of your population by the spending habits. Not by going door to door, you know what I'm saying, in hopes that a bitch open up their door. Man, please, if you say census worker at my door, bitch, please, I ain't opening up e motherfucking thing. Not a motherfucking thing, e motherfucking thing. But let's take this over to Greece, man, where frogs are causing traffic jams. Thousands of frogs are still slowing traffic on a busy Greek highway a day after a horde of them forced officials to close the road altogether. Police said they were directing traffic around frogs on the Ignatia Highway, about 20 kilometers outside Greece's second largest city, Thessaloniki. Damn, frogs say, fuck y'all. Get y'all ass out of our habitat, bitches. Alright. It's going back to fucking Washington. I'm sick of Washington. Yeah. Hillary Clinton says the rich not paying their fair share. You don't fucking say. What? When did that start? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that given America's high unemployment, wealthy Americans don't pay enough taxes. The rich are not paying their fair share in any nation that is facing the kind of employment issues, whether it's individual, corporate, or whatever taxation form, Clinton told an audience at the Brookings Institution. The bitch is just trying to hang in there so she can get her ass back on the motherfucking ballot and try to, listen, Clinton, nobody ain't going to put your ass in that motherfucking office. I'm sorry. If the KKK will put motherfucking $250,000 to keep your ass out of the goddamn runnings, shit, what the fuck you think is going to happen, you know what I'm saying, if you ask, you try to come the fuck back? Right. I'll buy that for no dollars. Yeah. All right, let's get some Rita Shelby going on in the back, and we're going to wrap this up in a few, man. Got a couple of more for you guys, man. I know this is a little nutty, you know what I'm saying? But we haven't given out any awards, though. That's been kind of cool, so. Still in fucking Washington, D.C. Obama will pay politically for oil spill. Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat from Louisiana, said that President Barack Obama will pay a political price for his lack of visibility in the Gulf region during the catastrophic BP oil spill. The president has not been as visible as he should have been on this, and he's going to pay a political price for it, unfortunately, Landrieu said. But who cares about where the fucking president is at? Where are the senators at on this one? Where are all the legislators on this one? Where is the Congress? Where's the House of Representatives? All of y'all to the Supreme Court that should be passing some fucking decisions on why the hell BP, British Petroleum, a British-based company, is still allowing a goddamn oil spill to be spilt into our goddamn oceans. All right. Keep trying to blow that fucking smoke up my ass. I don't think so. Yeah. Fort Pierce, Florida. Drunken woman took children to bar. Uh-oh. First award. Hold on, people. Let me line it up. All right. A Port St. Lucie woman was arrested after she brought her toddler and baby to a bar and then tried to drive home drunk. Brandy Lowe, 22, was arrested on DUI and child abuse charges. Fort Pierce police were called to JoJo's Raw Bar and Grill restaurant. After numerous patrons complained, Lowe was at the bar drinking with her six-month-old and two-year-old children. Sorry, Rita.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's for bringing the kids to the goddamn bar. That is some truly crazy shit, isn't it, right there, people? Yeah. All right, keep it moving. It's Washington, D.C. again. God damn, man, can we get the fuck out of... all right, Washington, D.C. still, people. National Guard won't be on front lines in Arizona. Hell no, because they're on the front lines in Afghanistan and every other war, goddammit. The 1,200 National Guard troops President Obama is dispatching to the U.S.-Mexico border will provide intelligence, reconnaissance, and other back-office support. But one thing they won't be doing is helping a beleaguered Border Patrol and local law enforcement nab illegal immigrants and smugglers flowing into Arizona. Obama said the Guard won't be on the front lines, but we'll be offering vital support roles. So, you're sending them to go do the paperwork. Or fuck up the paperwork. Or cover up the paperwork. Either way. Right. Austin, Texas. Texas's request for help goes ignored for more than a year. Help for what? National Guard troops will be headed to the U.S.-Mexico border, but Texas is still waiting for an official answer to its request for help. The White House said it has not decided where along the southwest border, which includes parts of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, the troops will be deployed. Governor Rick Perry has sent letters to Obama, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano requesting National Guard troops for the Texas-Mexico border. Damn, well, they trying to step the game up on you Mexicans, boy. Y'all better hurry up and get the fuck in here. They're going to close the goddamn board on you. Shit. But how can they do that? Exactly. In New York, Assembly looks at millionaires' taxes. Yeah, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is reportedly pitching a plan for an increased millionaires' tax aimed at 75 to 85,000 New Yorkers making $1 million or more a year. Political columnist Fred Dicker, who appeared on Good Day New York, says Silver secretly proposed a $1 billion tax hike on the highest income earners to Governor Patterson. The plan would jack up a current millionaire's tax another 11%. I don't have a problem with that. Can't get the fuck out of here, Washington, D.C. God damn, can we get the fuck out of here? Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy? Yeah, President Obama insisted his administration was in charge and on top of the effort to stop the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, batting away suggesting that the federal response had been lackluster and that BP executives were actually calling some of the shots, which they are. Obama said that every morning when he's shaving, his daughter comes in and asks, "Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?" Probably because you're poisoning her future, too. You stupid fucking fucks. Alrighty. This is fucked up in New York. Police run over sunbather on beach. How do you do that? But it's been done. The summer beach season got off to a deadly and calamitous start as a Brooklyn man drowned at Long Beach. About a half a mile away, a sunbather was accidentally run over by a Long Beach police officer who was reportedly rushing to the scene of another rescue. Witnesses say the driver of the police SUV had no clue he had run over the sunbather until he was flagged down by beachgoers. Yeah, the victim was taken to a nearby hospital and said to have a broken spine and rib. God damn. Well, to the driver of the SUV.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Because that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, on behalf of the victim, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure she wanted to tell you herself.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Alrighty then.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head busted. All right. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back up. Wheatland, New York. Teen driver crashes while trying to hold breath. Nigga, I'm drunk. What is wrong with y'all, man? What the hell is teenagers doing these days, man? I mean, the kids, it was in the goddamn chemistry class, drinking dry ice. What the fuck the other day? What the fuck was the teens doing? Pouring vodka into their fucking eyeballs. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is all smoking on? Crack? Man. All right. Police say four teenagers trying to hold their breath for the time it takes to drive through an upstate New York hamlet were hurt when the driver fainted. Authorities say three 19-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy were traveling together when they decided to try to hold their breath while riding through Garbutt, a rural Rochester area hamlet that's just 3/10 of a mile long.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Man, now the awards are just pouring in, people. They're just pouring in. You gotta love it. Man. Yeah, Washington, D.C. is trying to take over U.K., man. It's crazy. Hey, drop the link, man. Click on the link. Yeah. What the hell? We have a interjection. Man loses license after drunk driving in toy Barbie car. Right. A man was caught drink. What the fuck is drink driving? It's not drink driving, stupid motherfuckers. Drunk driving. Man was caught drunk driving in a toy car with a top speed of 4 miles per hour has been banned from driving. Hell nah, man. Cut the fuck off, man. He was pulled over Paul Hutton, 40, was pulled over by police as he drove an electric Barbie car which moves slower than a mobility scooter, near his home in Essex. Mr. Hutton, who has four children, Simon, Calvin, Lana, and John, admitted being a complete twit. Speaking after the hearing at Colchester Magistrates Court, he said, "You have to be a contortionist to get in it, and then you can't get out." "I was very surprised to get done for drunk driving, but I was a twit to say the least." It is designed for 3 to 5 year olds. Originally it was a pink Barbie car, but I put bigger wheels on it. But it's not fast. I'm not unhappy with my punishment, just a little bit surprised. Mr. Hutton, who is divorced, is a former RAF aeronautical engineer who now studies electrical engineering at Colchester Institute. He explained, "I'm in the third year of my electrical engineering course, and it was a little project I was doing with my son, who was doing a car mechanics course. When I was done, I couldn't resist the temptation to take it out." Mr. Hutton was found to be twice the drunk driving limit. Appearing before magistrates last week, he admitted driving the toy car while drunk. He was given a mandatory 3-year ban because he had received another drunk drive ban within the past 10 years. Magistrates also gave him a 12-month conditional discharge and ordered him to pay 85, I guess that's euro, court costs. I don't know what the hell kind of sign that is, but he got to pay some money. Chairman of the bench said, "This is most unusual. I've never seen the like of it in 15 years on the bench. The vehicle is not even capable of doing the speed of a mobility scooter and could be outrun by a pedestrian. Taking this into account, we feel we can impose a sentence of a conditional discharge for a period of 12 months. The car was confiscated by police until the hearing, but Mr. Hutt now hopes to get it back." That really is kind of fucked up. I mean, I bet he should get fined and shit, but taking his damn license and all that shit, come on, man. That's like almost past extreme. Ah, damn. Yeah, he gets an award, though. I'm sorry. He does get an award. Pounds. Okay, 85 pounds. Yeah, he had to pay 85 pounds. And for that, you get the
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag bitch
award. And also,
damn, you got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Because that's for your second DUI. Stupid motherfucker, you. What kind of shit is that? Wow. Okay, in the good old United States of assholes, school bans silly bands bracelets. Yeah, the bands are now contraband. It's kind of a joke. Schools in several states, including New York, Texas, Florida, and Massachusetts, have blacklisted silly bands, those stretchy, colorful bracelets that are creeping up the forearms of school kids across the U.S. And starting this week, all 800-some kids at my son's elementary school in Raleigh, North Carolina, were commanded to leave at home their collections of rubber band-like bracelets. What could possibly be so insidious about a cheap silicone bracelet? People wonder. Probably because the kids play with the shit in class and it's a distraction because it's fucking stretchy and that's all they goddamn do all day is stretch the shit and don't pay attention to the motherfucking teacher. That shit out. Kids don't need no goddamn jewelry on. What the fuck, they going to school for a fashion show? Get their ass in some goddamn fucking private school uniform. That was the fuck. All kids until goddamn high school. Shit, jazz should be in private school uniforms. Fuck all that independent cell phone carrying bullshit. Anyways. Over here in Athens, where Greek Prime Minister's phone cut off for non-payment was a mistake. Oh. Greek telecom engineers, yeah, cut off the telephone line to the Prime Minister's house while attempting to disconnect a customer who was behind in payments, the telephone company said. Yeah, the Athens phone number of the customer in arrears was the same as that of Prime Minister George Papandreou's home number, save for one digit. Hell no. How you cut off the Prime Minister's goddamn phone? Yeah. A couple of more for you people. Just a couple of more. Actually, two more. Actually, one more. And then... yeah. One more. And we're wrapping it up. And we're taking it to China, people, where dad chained son to lamppost and tried to auction him off. I smell award written all over this. Yang Tuzi offered the terrified child as a slave because he wanted him off his hands. He put up a table with a sign on it, giving the youngster's name and age and boasting of his capacity for hard work. But when bidders began to ask how much the boy ate, angry bystanders attacked the father. Right. Okay, people, I smell a slew of awards for this person here. A slew of awards. One for the child.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
The other for selling the child.
Ah, damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And the third is for the crowd.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And if that wasn't enough...
that's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yes, yes. He needs another one. Okay. Oh. If I can give it to him, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
But I'm not going to do that. Check this out, people. That would conclude the Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news. What's going down, man? About $120 for the kid? Oh. Oh, man. For all your wild, weird, and crazy news, man, go to www.NuttyNewsToday.com, man. Check it out. And like I say, don't ever believe me. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And my new little thing is don't believe the headlines, cause the head is lying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't believe everything in the headlines, cause the head is lying. The head is lying. All right, people, we gotta jump back into one more song, man. Get up off into this thing. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple more minutos, and this is Freaking Friday Fun, you know what I'm saying, and jump off of Memorial Day. And tomorrow we got something special planned for y'all, man. We got Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy, who was one of the radio show hosts from 95.7 The Beat. Yeah, I almost forgot to tell y'all. I don't know how the fuck I forgot to tell y'all the same. But I tried to call her the other day if everybody was paying attention. And that's when her nephew picked up. So, officially, we'll be talking to her this Saturday, giving her an extensive interview, man, and finding out what's going on with her, you know what I'm saying, live on the radio. And see if we can't get some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, over 95.7 The Beat. You know what I'm saying? Get some national headlines to spray out, you know what I'm saying, blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. And we're going to get it in.
Wine, gold digging bitches. That's all they wanted, a nigga paper, you heard me? Yeah. Them bitches getting a thing from me. I ain't getting them a quarter, a penny, let alone a nigga, you heard me? If it's a dollar bill, that's just like a Bobby.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hope you wouldn't stop it.
But that's just
or is it that you see your girlfriend jogging?
And if it wasn't big, by the
hoe, you wouldn't stop it.
But that trip side is what you gold digging asshole.
And all my years of hoes, never seen this stressor coming. Having money problems, my main girl causing me drama, getting so mad I can kill you, then kill myself. But if I do that, I'm just saying that I ain't real myself. Deal with myself, yeah, bitch, I'm taking it rough. Cause when I try to make it work, my money never enough. But when I'm working, yeah, I know it's baby and honey. The only time you happy when your pocket's full of my money. Think I'm a dummy, the sunshine, and I've seen it before. And every time we have an argument, you give me the dope. The hit in my ass, they had way more arguments than last. When you round a nigga, yeah, you wanna crab. If not for the bread, would you know a nigga? I don't think so, cause if I didn't have none, I wouldn't have a say-so. Money, brain, bitches, and hoes, tricks, and lies. All I see is dirty foot, shanks, and balls.
If it's a dollar bill, that's just like a Bobby.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hope you wouldn't stop it. But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
If it's a fly kid, that you see me rocking. Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big, by the
hoe, you wouldn't stop it.
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
When I first met you, bitch, you was riding the bus. I put some change in your pocket, now you fighting, you fuss. Can't think about yourself, what would happen to us? Now I got to watch my back, cause you hard to trust. I showed you nothing but some love, you put my dick in the dust. This funny feeling in my stomach, I feel like it's disgust. I let you hold the keys to my whip, you damaged my truck. And when you brung my shit back, my rims was bent up. You told them little bros you was short, bitch, you stunt too much. You's a greedy ass bitch, hoe, you fuck me up. That's why a bitch is a hoe, and a hoe is a slut. That's why I'm always sleeping with my dick in their gut.
Cause it's a dollar bill, that's just like a Bobby.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big, by the
hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
My hot things done changed. I got honey giving me brains, and I don't know their names. Now that I got some change.
If it's a dollar bill, that's just like a Bobby.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hope you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big, by the
hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
What's up, partner? I'm going to the bar tonight.
Yeah.
This is how we roll up out of here. Freaking Friday fun, man. It's your host, Captain Smell So Good, Starship Smell Prize, Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio. Y'all already know. Want to say peace out to Heavenly Angel Sinai. Jamie, have a con, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just came through riding out with the show, man. Mother Doe, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody who rides out with me each and every day, you know, out there in La La Land, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you. And see y'all on the side. Tomorrow, Scandalous Beyond Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? We'll have Miss Mouth, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Miss Buffett from the Miss Mouth Times in the building, you know what I'm saying, going in. Y'all come through and check that show out, man. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rain and shine is how we do it. Y'all already know what's on my mind, how I get into it. Peace out, Mr. John New, DJ Party Time, and everybody riding out with Regular Game Entertainment. Y'all already know I fuck with you. And we got a battle coming up, the 813 battles this Sunday. Ashwood is going to be in the motherfucking building, holding it down once again, man. Y'all check us out on youtube.com/Ashwood, A-S-H-W-0-0-D. And also youtube.com/813battles. It's going down exclusive right here. In a classy, you ain't know my name, player, just ask me. I walk around icy and I say, looking fly. Yeah, hey, y'all shit talk, and y'all wanna know why. I'm so fly, and hey, y'all never get it time. Cause my mind on my money, gotta stay on the dime. Yeah, we F-A-M, and it's not time to shine. So just get low with it, drop it down, what time? It's your boy Super G. When it come to getting dough, then my money growing trees. Well, no, for making paper, thanks to all my haters, girls like candy. I could get a nine later, FAU, yeah, I roll with the crew. Extra, extra, these rappers all new. Me in the spotlight now, and we ain't getting out. Family and music, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so fuck. Like that, killing that shit, and it go like that. 2 a.m. on the ground, I gotta take.